This is the podcast for JNS Spine. Welcome to the JNS Spine podcast for April 15th, 2011. I'm Natalie Pincham. This podcast will feature a summary of a laboratory investigation and two clinical articles published by JNS Spine today. Anatomical study of the third occipital nerve and its potential role in occipital headache or neck pain following midline dissections of the craniocervical junction. A laboratory investigation by R. Shane Tubbs and colleagues. Occipital neuralgia may result following operative procedures near the midline posterior cranial cervical region. In the present study, the authors endeavored to detail the anatomy of this third occipital nerve and its relationships to midline surgical approaches of the occiput and the posterior neck region. For this study, 15 adult cadavers underwent dissection of the upper cervical and occipital regions. Articular branches were noted, arising from the deep surface of the nerve in 63% of sides. The authors found that this nerve was, on average, 3 mm lateral to the external occipital protuberance. The trunk of the nerve became subcutaneous at a mean of 5 cm inferior to the external occipital protuberance. In all specimens, the cutaneous trunk of the third occipital nerve was intimately related to the nuchal ligament. The placement of self-retaining retractors in the midline put significant tension on the nerve in all specimens, both superficially and more deeply at its adjacent facet joint. Based on the cadaveric findings, the authors found that midline dissection through the nuchal ligament will encounter and potentially injure the third occipital nerve. Additionally, placement of self-retaining retractors in the midline may create significant tension on this nerve. Knowledge of the position and relationships of the third occipital nerve may be useful to the neurosurgeon who operates in this region and may assist in decreasing postoperative morbidity. Anterior approach to the cervicothoracic junction. Proposed indication for manubriotomy based on preoperative computed tomography findings. A clinical article by Asdrubal Falavigna and co-authors. The cervicothoracic junction is one of the most difficult areas of the spine to access. The anterior approach must accommodate several anatomical structures, such as great vessels, the esophagus, trachea, sternum, and clavicle. The authors propose straightforward preoperative methods to define the need for manubriotomy and to decide how the surgical procedure will be performed. The purpose of this study was to present straightforward preoperative methods to define the need for manubriotomy in the anterior surgical approach to the cervicothoracic junction. Preoperative MR imaging and CT scanning studies were performed in all patients. The CT images with sagittal reconstructions, including the manubrium, were done to apply the so-called surgeon's view line. This line is parallel to the inferior plateau of the superior healthy vertebrae, or the vertebrae above the herniated intervertebral disc, and the decision concerning the need for manubriotomy depends on the correlation between this line and the manubrium. By using the surgeon's view line and its correlation with the manubrium, the need for manubriotomy can be predicted without compromising decompression and reconstruction. The statistical differences observed in the surgical variables between the manubriotomy and cervicotomy cases justified the use of preoperative evaluation of the need for manubriotomy as an aid to surgical planning and to give the patient and family realistic expectations about the surgery. Spine-shortening osteotomy for patients with tethered cord syndrome caused by lipomyelomeningocele, a clinical article by Shuichi Kokubun and co-workers. Tethered cord syndrome, or TCS, is a disorder involving an abnormal stretching of the tethered spinal cord caused by several pathological conditions and presents with a variety of neurological symptoms. TCS results in many progressive symptoms. Untethering is the gold standard treatment for TCS. Patients with a tight phylum terminale are also well treated using untethering. Children with TCS require untethering to be performed as soon as possible to prevent new or additional neurological deficits. The results of untethering surgery for adult patients with TCS show great variation, possibly due to the varying causes and levels of the tethering, the preoperative duration and/or severity of symptoms, and the completeness of untethering. Optimal surgical outcomes can be achieved only through complete untethering. However, untethering is technically difficult to accomplish and carries the potential risk of injuring the spinal cord or essential nerves. In addition, it is frequently followed by retethering of the spinal cord. As an alternative to untethering, the authors of this report have performed spine-shortening osteotomy in patients with TCS since 1995, because osteotomy is believed to reduce the tension in the spinal cord. This surgical procedure was developed by the authors. In this paper, they report their surgical technique and the associated outcomes in 8 patients. Spine-shortening osteotomy was performed at the level of L1 in all but 2 patients, in whom it was performed at T12, with a spinal fusion between T12 and L2, or T11 and L1, using a pedicle screw rod system. Preoperatively, all patients displayed severe neurological deficits, such as motor disturbance, muscle atrophy, and bladder dysfunction. Several months before surgery, all showed progressive symptoms. Postoperatively, the symptoms that had worsened before surgery showed improvement or stabilized in all patients. At the final follow-up evaluations, 5 years post-surgery, 6 patients showed stabilization. At a minimum, the surgery stabilized the patient's symptoms and/or helped delay neurological deterioration for a period of time. The authors conclude that spine-shortening osteotomy successfully helps reduce the spinal cord tension without causing direct neural damage. They believe spine-shortening osteotomy may become one of the choices for treatment of adult TCS caused by a spinal lipoma. Thank you for listening. JNSPG podcast content is now contained in the newly launched American Association of Neurological Surgeons iTunes U site. Sign up in iTunes for our podcasts and additional content, including video content and podcasts from the AANS, all updated continuously. To read all the articles published by the Journal of Neurosurgery this week, or to listen to more podcasts, please visit us at www.thejns.org. You can also follow the JNS on Twitter.